Hello, and welcome to Ahead of the Curve, where we look at the most important market drivers for this coming week and for opportunities beyond the consensus. My name is Ulrike Hoffmann-Burchardi, CIO Americas and Head of Global Equities for UBS Wealth Management. This week, we'll have to brace ourselves for volatility. We'll talk about the tariff headlines that hit this weekend and also the other most relevant data points this coming week. But before that, I'd like to share some takeaways from client meeting over the past few weeks. The consensus across three continents seems to be one and the same. Investors remain skeptical about the U.S. and about U.S. and global economic growth. They find it hard to rationalize the fast and furious rebound in the equity markets. With all the lingering uncertainty, they prefer to sit on the sidelines. Who wants to buy at an all-time high? But I think in a market that is increasingly driven by emotions, not just fear and greed, but also partisan sentiment, it's important to use data as a rational anchor. So here are the stats on buying the S&P 500 at an all-time high. It takes on average 105 days to get a pullback of 5% or larger. During that time, the S&P has actually higher returns than T-bills. So waiting for a pullback is costly. And on average, the data tells us to buy the peak. I guess no surprise that my former boss, Paul Tudor Jones, likes to say, the trend is your friend. So the question is there a fundamental reason for the equity market to pull back? High valuations alone are not sufficient. They tell us how far the market could fall, but they don't tell us when. For this, we need a clear catalyst. We need a negative surprise, something that is worse than expectations.
The tariff escalations over the weekend fall into this category. Trump levied 30% tariffs on both Europe and Mexico. At face value, the Europe headline would be a big deal. Mexico, not so much. Outside of the sectorial tariffs, only 10% of the imports from Mexico should be subject to these new taxes. For everything else, Mexico enjoys the benefit of the USMCA and also its status as a most favored nation. For Europe, the situation is different. There, the headline came as a negative surprise. And that's because the prior headlines had suggested that the European Union and the US were quite close to reaching a trade deal. And then the announced tariffs of 30% were in fact higher than the 20% announced on Liberation Day. So equities are likely going to be lower as a result. But we think now, with the 30% that are looming on August 1st, both parties are more incentivized to reach a deal. Now, let's take a look at the other data points that are market relevant this week.
The key day is tomorrow, Tuesday, July 15th. We get the June CPI print at 8:30 in the morning. Expectations are for a 30 basis points increase year over year. Where do we stand? We think tariffs could have a delayed impact on the prices of imported goods. And we also think that shelter inflation continues to come down. And that could prove to be an offset in the overall CPI print. So those two factors alone could mean that inflation comes in lighter than expected. And that would mean a bit to both the US equity and fixed income markets. On the same day, we're going to have bank earnings, JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, and Citi. We recently upgraded US financials, and we think there's more room to run. Three reasons. A steepening yield curve is positive for net interest margins. Also, capital market activity is picking up. M&A volumes are up globally 26% year over year. And the IPO market is starting to thaw. And lastly, there's a tailwind from deregulation. A decrease in SLRs will free up more capital for banks and also boost treasury market liquidity. So we think financials will kick off an earnings season that is likely better than expected, with further tailwinds to come in the later part of the year.
I'd like to leave you with three takeaways. One, expect more downside volatility from escalating tariff talks. Two, the fundamentals of bank earnings and more benign inflation could prove to be positive offsets. And lastly, an all-time high in the equity market, in and by itself, is not a sufficient reason to refrain from investing. We suggest using volatility to build up equity exposure.
Thank you for listening. Stay well and stay ahead.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to visit ubs.com/studios to view the entire UBS Studios suite of podcast channels, along with our video offerings, such as UBS Trending. You can also follow us on Instagram for content highlights at UBS Trending. UBS Studios is part of the UBS Chief Investment Office within UBS Global Wealth Management. Visit ubs.com/CIO to view the latest research.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.